You good? Can I keep going, or is it all about you still?
You haven't even started the podcast.
As I was saying, hey, Tattles!
Alex, I refuse.
What, you refuse what? I'm gonna keep the game open.
No, because I can. It's fucking annoying.
Oh my fucking god. Fine, I will exit this game for your fat ass. No, there's a 10% chance when I exit this game, my save data is going to be corrupted, and it's going to be because of you. I'm going to back up my save data right now, motherfucker.
It's better than nothing.
Where's my fucking backup game files, please? Thank you.
I can hear you.
So. Good! Okay, so, hey, Tattles.
Yeah, Alex.
Let me tell you about It's Better Than Nothing. I hate myself. Oh, I hate myself. I hate myself. Oh, I hate myself. So, Mighty No. 9 came out a little while ago, and I've been playing it. Now, I did not back this game. I'm going to put that out right there at the start of this fucking podcast. I didn't back this game because I didn't have a job at the time. I probably would have fallen for the con man, you know?
See, I've never backed a Kickstarter and regretted it. I can't think of any Kickstarters I've backed that have failed to deliver.
Yeah, dude. All fucking memes aside about this fucking, about, you know, thank you, con man, and all this other garbage. I'm going to completely ignore all of this and just get my fucking uncut, pure, raw, uncut fucking opinion of just the game itself. It's pretty fucking meh.
Mighty No. 9. Bigger, longer, and uncut.
It's smaller, shorter, and cut content up the ass. What are you, fucking stupid? It's fucking Mighty No. 9.
But he's going to be great. He's going to have a TV show. He's going to have a movie. Okay, well, let's take a step back. What is Mighty No. 9?
Just have a fucking joke. Every asshole who's going to listen to the fucking thing called Mighty No. 9 podcast is going to fucking know what it is, asshole. Where the fuck would they listen to it otherwise? Long, long time ago, there was this game called Mega Man. It was good. It had other games that were pretty good. Long time later, the company that made Mega Man was like, fuck, we're really fucking gay. We don't feel like doing good things anymore. Profit? Who needs that? We're a non-profit organization. That's why we're literally almost bankrupt. That's why we need to get paid to make Street Fighter V, which is going swimmingly, by the way. So then fucking Keiji Kanman McGee is like, fuck you guys. I liked Mega Man. I made Mega Man. I'm going to go make another Mega Man on Kickstarter. Hey, guys, I made Mega Man. That clearly means I'm the fucking best. Give me money. I'm not Tim Schafer 2.0 at all. And he's like, look at all these good ideas I want for my new not Mega Man game, because that's all I got. I'm a one-trick pony. And everyone's like, fuck yeah, new Mega Man. This is really good after that slap.
Yeah, because this was around the same time as
Mega Man Legends 3 was fucking Capcom slapped us in the face by canceling the game, saying we didn't like it enough.
Because didn't like, they say honestly, that, like, yeah, we'll do it, but you guys have to do everything. And then they're like,
They're literally, like literally just, fuck you. No company does that. Fuck off, you pieces of shit. Like, I don't even care about Mega Man Legends 3, but honestly, fuck you. You're a piece of shit for saying that. Everyone knows the fucking story. Fucking con man makes his Kickstarter, gets $3.8 million, has all these stretch goals, fucking years of delays and broken promises and dreams later, game gets progressively worse, everyone's pissed off, game's finally out, people are pissed, and are just shitposting all over the place. Personally, I think people are allowing that, I don't know, I'm memeing a lot right now, but like, I'm doing it for fucking humor, like, I personally think a lot of people are taking this whole like fucking ride into the account of the game itself and judging the game and having already a biased opinion going into the game and already built up to not like it as much.
Well, yeah, because the guy's been it's similar to Broken Age. Broken Age is kind of like a different situation though, because Broken Age was, hey, give us money to make a documentary. Oh, hey, 3 days after this started, we got enough for that. Hey, guys, keep giving me money and I'll make a game. It's going to be really great. It's going to be Psychonauts 2. Okay, it's not going to be Psychonauts 2. It's going to be a point and click.
Fucking asshole.
Okay, give me more money. I pissed away $3.3 million on a point and click by hiring fucking Jack Black and Elijah Wood to voice minor characters. Give me more money. Also, it's going to come out in one
episode. By the way, I know where that $3.8 million for fucking Mighty No. 9 went to. I looked at the fucking voice acting cast. First off, they have three different languages of voice acting. there's a big fucking red flag for money right there. But also, the Japanese voice actors are apparently really fucking big, and they got fucking Steve Bloom in this goddamn game.
Well, Steve Bloom will do anything.
Fucking not me. Fucking look. Goddamn, oh, not even a chuckle. Oh, fuck you, man. I fucking tried hard on that joke.
Keep going, Alex.
Fuck you. Okay, so Mighty No. 9 fucking is a game, and it's a fucking 3D, fucking 2D, 3D, 2D, 2D
platform. It's got that ugly-ass 2.5D, where the background and everything's in 3D, but you're in...
It wouldn't be something that the backgrounds are a little more lively. They're just stale and boring and shitty. There's a little review right there for you. Mighty No. 9 comes out. Game's pretty shit. People hate it. But it's kind of the worst defender because it's not even like super duper awful. It's just kind of meh.
Worst possible thing for a game.
It's the worst possible thing that this game, after all it had to go through, could have been. Mediocre.
Yeah, because a game can be really great. It's like, all right, that's good. It can be really shit. And like, all right, that sucked. Let's move on. And then if you're in the middle ground of, eh.
You're just going to be washed over because no one's going to give a shit.
Yeah, that is the worst possible thing to happen to a game.
So. I played through this game. I currently have 6 hours in it, which is pretty fucking good considering you can beat it in about 40 minutes.
40 minutes? Can you just skip to the boss?
Well, you just skip a lot of dialogue. Remember, you have an infinite fucking dash mechanic. You can go really fucking fast. You don't have to kill enemies. You can speedrun through the
level. So what you're saying is it's basically a ripoff of Undertale.
It's basically a ripoff of fucking shitty Mega Man X port. Fucking asshole. No, fucking... Goddamn, where was I going? You fucking interrupted me with your fucking bullshit. You fucking
see,
cuck.
When you said, like, yeah, we'll do a Mighty No. 9 episode 9 hours ago, I assumed you were doing some sort of planning.
I was playing fucking Hover and fucking eating pizza. Fuck you.
I mean...
Like, fuck you, motherfucker.
It sounds like they made Mighty No. 9.
Yeah, dude, they're all fucking cuckold games. Okay,
cuckold games?
Yeah, dude. Fucking...
What's the company called?
It's called Concept. Yeah, it's not fucking Capcom. They're fucking assholes. I played the game 6 hours... Beat it, got the Ray DLC, played that 5 minutes ago, was pissed off because Ray sucks ass. It's a chick, by the way, for those who don't know. It's a fucking edgy fucking girl who's voiced by goddamn Bayonetta. The Japanese version's
choice.
The Japanese version's Bayonetta. She also does Poison in Street Fighter. I didn't know that. She does a lot of things, actually, because all the Japanese voices are fucking big, apparently.
Her name is actually Steve Broom.
Steve Broom, yeah. Fucking so let me try to go through each level and why they're really shitty. For the beginner stage, the tutorial stage is not actually half bad. Nothing really stands out as being offensive. It's a nice introductory stage, you know, just to how to get the basics control and how the combo system works. And try to get you, it's relatively easy to try to get you into the groove of how the game plays, right?
Kind of like how Mega Man X has that thing where you come across the highway. Now, yeah. What? Okay, so what does Beck do? Because Beck's the main character.
Yeah,
what is his? How do you control him? What does he do? He's got his jumps. He's got his dash.
He's got his jumps. He's got his shoots. He's got his dash. Here's how: if you don't kill enemies normally, this is the big thing of how this game is controlled with Beck. When you shoot an enemy enough and kill it, finger quotes, they change color and get like stunned. And they go like, you're like getting dizzy in a fighting game, right?
Yeah.
And you have to dash like around them or like right into them, and you absorb them and you get their power. That's the only way to kill an enemy, or you just shoot it for like a fucking year and then it'll disappear.
Yeah.
You want to get in 100% absorption rate and keep a combo going, which is just keep getting more and more 100% absorption rates, because not only does it give you power-ups, but it also just keeps your combo going, which is, you know, fucking high score at the end of the level. You don't need it, but like, you know, you want it. The power-ups are nice and helpful, like green, like you can tell which one you're going to get because the enemy will glow a color. Like,
oh,
the
so, like, it's not like, say, there's a shipping robot that's blue, and then there's, like, a bird robot that's blue. You'll get the same power from both of them?
Well, here's how it goes. Like, okay, so there's little trash can robots. Those guys, when you kill them, are going to glow blue, and they'll give you a blue power. The blue power slowly fills up this little meter that gives you an E-tank. And you remember E-tanks from fucking Mega Man?
Yeah, just like a
full heal. Their lives are fully healed, yeah. So you get one little fully heal thing. The red one will give you a more damaging shot that pierces through enemies. The yellow will increase your defenses, and then green will increase your speed.
So there's just the four?
Yeah.
See, you made it sound like you would get specific powers.
No, they wanted to do that, but they couldn't because tight budget. That's the shitpost image that gets posted.
I'll show you a tight budget, motherfucker.
Zip. Yeah, fucking unzips tight budget. Unzips 3.8 million.
Where did it go?
Where did it go? So you do that. After the tutorial level, you get all 8 Robot Masters in a stage select screen, much like the other Mega Man games, which is pretty nice. You pick whatever stage you want to first. I immediately beeline to fucking stage 3, which is where Dinatron is, aka Best Bulb, aka one of the 3 reasons I bought this fucking game, because she's cute.
3 reasons?
Yeah, there are 3 reasons. One reason was her. The other reason was the shitpost I could do by just putting the game and not liking it and shitposting like Alba or something who backed it. And the other reason was, you know, the shitpost one was also your podcast. That was a 2-for-1 answer. The third one was part of me wanted to maybe think it might have been okay. Part of me wanted to have a little bit of hope.
See, that's where you went wrong.
Because I actually like Mega Man.
He likes video games.
I know, what a fucking cuckold, right? So, I'm gonna use that meme word forever, by the way. So,
it's not like it stopped being funny about 4 months ago.
That's why you use it as, verbs. Like, you say, I just cucked the fuck out of him. Top cuck, mate. And shit like that.
Cucked the fuck out of him.
Yeah, you just say shit like that now, and that's how you bring new life into that shitty word. You just use it in shitty sentences that don't fucking need it.
I don't think you're bringing new life into it so much as just kind of beating it.
Yeah, but that's the best part.
Get it, beating it.
I think you mean cucking it.
Oh, dude, really funny meme. Continue with your fucking shit-ass review.
So, I fucking do her stupid-ass fucking level. I hate this goddamn part with the fucking giant buzzsaws. You have to do this hint, use the crouch dash. Honestly, fuck you, because that is the actual only part in the entire game you actually manually need to use the crouch dash. Because every other time it does it automatically, right? So, they put that there, realized they put that there, and said, fuck, we're stupid. Instead of hiring, just raising the fucking things, here's a fucking hint for you. I don't know, fuck you. It's just fuck you. So, I do the stupid level, kill the boss, go to the next level. So, here's how the game works. In traditional Mega Man fashion, when you get a power, you can now use it against the boss that's weak too, right?
Yeah.
In this game, it actually shows you outright, because the bosses are kind of all designed weird, you know? There's not a real rock, paper, scissors, idea. Obviously, the fire guy is going to beat the ice one, but, after that, everyone's all over the goddamn place in terms of design. What they do is, when you beat a Robot Master, say I beat Dinah, who's the fucking electric bulb chick, then you'll see stage 8, which has the sniper named Countershade. There'll be a little button that says advice. And then, that Robot Master you just beat, because when you beat them, they become your buddies, because they're just kind of going crazy. It's like Mega Man powered up, so you don't play as them. And they'll give you this little speech thinking about how they're in the level trying to help you out for that stage. Not only are they going to actually show up in that stage and help you, but they're also showing you that power is good against that Robot Master. So, Dinah's Electric Shock is good against Countershade. And then Countershade's Sniper Bullet is good against Avi, who's the helicopter. Fuck him, by the way. Oh my god, he never shuts the fuck up in his goddamn boss fight.
I like the idea of the Robot Masters helping you once you beat them.
Oh yeah, it's fucking awesome. It's a really good idea. I fucking loved Mega Man Powered Up playing as the bosses. That was so fucking cool. I loved Mega Man Powered Up.
Wasn't Oil Man your favorite?
No, Oil Man was my favorite character. He was, the shittiest to fucking play. I hated him.
Wasn't his gimmick, his shots just kind of drooped in front of him?
So, his gimmick was he fired a little oil thing, and the shot drooped right in front of him and hit the ground. Then you could ride on top of that droop like a surfboard, and you would have to hit someone with the surfboard part. The problem is that brings you into the fucking hitbox, and you just get hit right after anyway. So what you have to do is you have to, ride it, go on top of their, jump on their head, then press up and the jump button to jump cancel at the exact same time you hit it to jump out of the danger. You have to do all of this just to do regular Buster damage. It's the fucking worst. He's so funny, though. He's like, hey there, sis! Need to jump on oil? Hey! He's this fucking little radical motherfucker. And, he's so cool, but he sucks so much ass. And, when you play them, you're like, why the fuck did they make this piece of shit? Then you download it. Well, you can't now, but you did back then. You downloaded the extra challenge levels and shit. And you download Oil Man's challenges, and you realize, because they're all like these surfing like race challenges. And you're like, oh, that's why they made this character for this game mode. Okay, this makes a little more sense.
And then they just fucking threw him on there.
Well, yeah, because they had to. Fun fact, actually, Time Man and Oil Man were actually originally planned to be in Mega Man 1, but they didn't because they couldn't be put in because of time constraints. So them being in Mega Man Powered Up is actually a callback to that.
Wait, it's what, Oil Man and who?
Time Man. He had like a clock thing, he said. He could slow down time. He shot these little like clock arrows out of his hands. Anyway, enough of a game I actually like. Let's go back to a game I like a little less. You do that, you beat your robot masters. There are certain things in certain levels that really piss me off. I'll go to Avi, the fucking helicopter, because his stage is probably one of the worst stages. It wasn't even hard. In fact, I never died in his level once. I died to him a couple times, but never in this level. But his level is the windy level in a platformer where, like, you know, the wind pushes you and it kind of ruins your jumps or whatever. You know, like how Shovel Knight had Propeller Knight, right?
Yeah.
Like a recent example. Here's the thing, in Mighty No. 9, it has that too. When you jump and try to dash, it slows your dash if you're going against the wind, but speeds it up if you're going with the wind. It only affects you when you're jumping, though.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is super awkward to go from full speed on the ground to jump and then just come to, a borderline halt. It doesn't work. It is really, really bad. It surprisingly didn't cost me any lives, but it was really awkward to play.
Because you're just walking normal, but when you jump, you just get fucking whipped all over the place.
The wind will just, because you're almost always going against it, besides this one part. So, it'll just jump and you'll lose all your fucking momentum, and it'll just be like, ugh. It'll just jitter you for a second, you know? It's not a huge thing, but, it's a thing that's gonna happen consistently. You're gonna notice it really easily. So then you go to Avi himself. Now, Avi's the finger quote funny guy, unquote, of the fucking cast.
Oh boy.
Okay. He never shits the fuck up during his fight. I said that just earlier, I'm gonna say it again. So every time he comes in for his one attack, he does a swoop, he's like, local bus at large! Okay, found him! Local boss at large. He's a boss. He's the local boss of the area. Get it? It's a joke. He's funny. He's the funny man. He's funny man Avi Schneider. Da-da-da-da! Breaking news from news reporter Avi. I'm fucking annoying as shit. I'm a fucking cuck. Fucking, he'll come in and he'll like, breaking news! Boss attacks it back! And then it'll fly off the screen. Correction! Twice! It'll come back down and attack again. And you think that's funny the first time? Have fun hearing it 8 more times during the fight. Bosses never shut the fuck up, and it's so annoying. Look, characters talking, the more a character talks, the more you get to hear about their personality or whatever. I stand by that. This game made me not stand by that, because, they don't need to say something every fucking attack they make. No one else
did
that?
Do it when he does it the first time.
You know what other game does a voice line every time the boss does an action? Mega Man 7, that fucking fire dog that says, burn to the ground, burn, burn, burn to the ground, every time he does something.
Fire, fire, burn to the ground.
Yeah, because he's bugged in literally every action, including stepping and turning, will make him play a voice line.
Stepping.
Literally every action he does will make a voice line. I think it's a fucking bug. That's what my little game
it's
theory
not a
is
bug.
On that one.
It's a feature.
It's a feature. So every fucking boss you beat comes into a level, there's a little cutscene and thing, and it's actually kind of cool. Example, Battalion, the big gun guy, will help you in the fourth stage, which is the mine. The mine pissed me the fuck off, because there's this part where you're being chased by a gigantic fucking drill that insta-kills you. You need to shoot through boxes while you're being chased to kind of slow you down, right? Yeah. Makes sense. One of the boxes has enemies in it, which you have no idea that those are going to be in there. So the enemy hit me, which made me go ugh, and get hit stunned, into the drill, and insta-killed me. Because you're not invincible when you're doing the little flashy animation like you are in the first Mega Man games. So, fuck you. That happened to me, and I saved that level for last because it pissed me off so much.
Wait, so you can get hit and then just fucking chain-stunned?
No.
Are you talking about just the drill?
Just insta-kill things. Like, say, like, in Mega Man, you would be hit and then you'd flash, right? You could walk on spikes for that time.
Oh, okay.
In this game, you can't. If you touch the electric spiky wire now, if you touch that even when you're hit-stunned, you die. Which costed me a couple lives more than 300 times. Like, it cost me a lot of lives. One stage in particular that really pissed me off was stage 8, the Counter-Shade stage. Now, in this stage, is actually pretty cool when it starts off. It's actually this big circle, and you have to go around and look for Counter-Shade. Like, it loops around itself, and he's a sniper, and he's slowly, like, you see, like, his targeting reticle, and he's shooting at you through the level, and you have to find him, hit him a couple times, and he'll teleport away, and you have to go find him again. It's a game of cat and mouse. After you find him, like, 3 times, then he'll challenge you to a boss fight, and then you fight him. The thing is, though, the level's cool, because you get this cool combo, you get a cool new mechanic, but if you die, you go back to the very beginning of that level, because there's no checkpoints in it.
Aw, man, I thought that stage sounded too cool to...
I know, it had a lot of good ideas, but we can't have those in Mighty No. 9. So, what happens is, when you, like, if you find him, and then find him a second time, you'll go to, like, he'll go to, like, a room, but it'll change the room by throwing this, like, wire that's instant kill wire, because I had no idea that was going to do that, because this little electric wire hits a fucking robot. Oh, guess he'll just die now. You know, when it's the spikes, at least they're spikes, but fuck you. Everything that glows purple like that is an insta-kill, but like I didn't think wire would insta-kill me, you know? It's just a fucking electric fence, man. Electric fence didn't even kill me in real life. I'm gonna kill a robot. So like I got shot by him, went like fell into the wire and died, and had to do the whole level over again. And I said, yep, I'm not liking this anymore. Like, immediately ruined the whole level for me. So, the next time, so, I go through again, get to the little mini-boss room, well, it's kind of like a mini-boss room, and now he said insta-kill wires in, and I'm like, oh, this is gonna be a fucking blast, isn't it? But then Dinah flies in, zaps the wires away, and does a stupid little electricity pun and flies away. I'm like, well, that was kind of useful. I go to the next room, and Shade puts a giant spider web of fucking insta-kill wires, and I said, wow, could you have maybe done that zap thing here instead, you fucking bitch? Like, fuck you! And guess what? I died! Because there's like a zap and a pattern, but the pattern wasn't exactly what I thought it was gonna be, because like I thought it was like going like a clockwise circle. It like zapped left, right, down, then right again, and fucking killed me. I'm like, fuck you.
And then you had to start the entire thing over.
Yep, and guess what? When I got to that part, that was the last part, and that's where the checkpoint was. Because that's where the boss fight is. And after I died 3 times in that level, I did that level 3 times over, go to Countershade. His boss fight was so piss easy, it's the only stage I have an S rank on. His boss fight was so disappointing, it made me so fucking mad. Like, he goes on this whole rant. Like, he's like, this little doggy coming in to fight for his human masters. What, you stupid pup? You're just working for those humans? When I'm the first robot president, I'm not gonna do that anymore. I'm Steve Bloom and I'm a fucking cook. Ugh, I fucking hate everything. Here's some insta-kill wire, kiddo. And then you jump behind him and just shoot him and kill him. And it's just like, wow, fuck you. Get fucking S-ranked, you fucking cuck. God, I'm so mad about that level. So, the one good level was fucking shit. Then the fire level was also really shit. The fire level is like, hey guys, we have really, really bad models and really, really bad explosive textures. Let's shove that in everyone's faces so they know it.
Yeah, the explosion looks like pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, and then the boss fight's covered in fucking pepperoni pizza. He just sets himself on fire. So that area is pretty shitty. Because honestly, majority of the shit for that level is just, it honestly just looks so bad. It's red, gray, and shows off the worst this game has visually, which is the poor fucking fire level, the fire, poor fire, poor explosions, which are two different things, unfortunately. Because there's a fire texture and an explosion fucking texture, if I can even call it that. And then the poor frame rate. Because even on my GTX fucking 950, which is way more than enough to run fucking Mighty No. 9, fucking had dips the slowdown. And apparently, I looked this up, it has a huge slowdown on the fucking PS4 and the goddamn ice level. I'm so sorry for PS4 owners.
That's right. What systems is this on? It's on PC?
Everything! It's on literally every fucking console.
Is it on Wii U?
Yes.
Is it on... Because it's on PS3, and it's coming to 360.
It's on PS3, 360. They're going to come out on that because they got delayed again. It's on Mac, Linux, PC, PS3, PS4, Xbox, Xbox One, Wii U, Nintendo 3DS, and I think it's even on the Vita. It's on literally every console on the market. Which, by the way, despite what people may think, costs a lot of money because you have to code the game differently for each system, because each system runs differently.
Or you hire an outside company to do it.
Yeah, but that also costs a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
They didn't really understand. Like, that is no doubt in my mind. We're a good, like, I'm not even going to lie, a good million just went right there.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's probably a third.
That is a huge chunk of the money right there just to take a game that's already complete or needs to be reworked or retooled, say, it's for, like, the handhelds to make them less polygoned. Right there, like there's a lot of fucking work right there. They didn't really understand the gravity of that stretch goal they had. Fuck yeah, I was on the fire level. So the fire level's awful. The mine level pissed me off. Fucking ACG pissed me off. Obvious level didn't itself had that one bad thing. The level itself could have been great if it was programmed a little better. Dino's level really never pissed me the fuck off. What pissed me off in Dino's level was Dr. Sonata just doesn't shut the fuck up during that level. Because there's these little power outages, right? And the screen turns dark. And Sonata is afraid of the dark, and he wants to let you know it in the least funny way possible.
Is Sonata the big fat guy?
He's the big fat one, yeah. White is the guy with the fucking shitty-looking Jufro.
So who's the bad doctor?
There is no bad doctor, actually. There's one called Dr. Blackwell. Yeah, I think it was Blackwell. He's in prison. And you like free him to get some help on something, but he looks like he's supposed to do Dr. Wily, and I think he was originally supposed to be, but he's not in this game. He's just kind of an asshole.
He's just a guy.
He's just kind of a dick. He's like, I never believe in these robots. They're all fucking cuckolds. And White's like, you don't understand. They have the heart to evolve. He's like, fuck you.
He's got the heart of a champion.
Yeah, but and then there's fucking
Real Steel 2.
Then there's number 9. President Graham, President fucking Asshole McGee. Asshole McGee is like, I run Cherry Dynamics, and I want to make a lot of money, so I activated Trinity. This was a really bad idea, because she's absorbing all the cells and causing all the robots to go fucking insane. Yeah, that guy fucked everything up, but he didn't do it because he was evil, he did it because he's a fucking idiot. There isn't like a go-to bad guy. Like, Trinity is like the final boss, but Trinity's not evil because you just uncorrupt her and she becomes a stupid robot. But like, whatever. Spoilers for the fucking people who care about the deep and interesting lore of a game with 11 levels in it. Like, piss off, you fucking asshole. Of a game you can beat in 44 minutes if you speedrun it. Like, kiss my ass.
44 minutes without, like, skipping levels.
Well, you can't skip levels. You have to beat every level.
You don't have to.
Yeah, you need to beat the 8 levels.
Yeah, you have to get all the Sage's medallions to fight Ganondorf for Ocarina of Time. You can't just do a bunch of jumps in the Deku Tree and open a door and appear up fighting Ganon.
You don't know if there's... I mean, Mario Number 9 is a well-programmed game, but we don't know if it's that well-programmed yet, Tad. Relax. Okay, wait. Speaking of well-programming, so one of the levels is you play as Call, the fucking not Roll, right? This level is a gigantic piece of ass. So it's like I don't want to call it a stealth level, but it's one of those levels where you're like, think of it like the have you played Metroid Zero Mission?
Where there's like lights and you have to avoid getting caught in the lights.
No, have you played Metroid Zero Mission? You had to play as Samus, you had the weak gun.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Oh, okay.
Because she can't really fight on her own. She has a stupid little stun gun and she can't dash through enemies to absorb. And she just has to shoot them a couple of times and like stun them and run away. You have to go through this prison lab, collect key cards and fucking open up doors. There is these two parts I hate. There's a boss fight, which is relying on RNG, which is a piece of shit. So it's this big guard dog. You just shoot its eyeball off, and then it'll be blind. And then it'll call in like a support drop, which will either have a new eyeball for it or a bomb that you have to make it eat. It's random if it's going to be the bomb or the eye, which can make the boss fight last like fucking 10 goddamn minutes. It's fucking awful. Like, fuck you. Then there's this part near the end where you have to slowly glide and dash through this spiky instant kill segment. And if you even so much as touch the spike, you immediately explode and die. Problem. I learned this the hard way by game overing on it.
Eh.
Her bow is part of her hitbox.
Eh.
Yeah, fuck you. That legitimately ruined the level for me.
That was what ruined the level for you.
Well, yeah, because the rest of it's just kind of shitty, but then this one just legitimately pissed me off. Because that was the end of the level and I game overed on it, so I had to do the whole thing over again. Fuck you. And I learned after beating the game that if you play a normal difficulty, you could actually just give yourself 9 fucking extra lives at the goddamn options menu. Wish I knew that earlier. I was kind of mad. Because I game overed like 3 times.
Well, whose fault is that?
I don't know. Fucking local boss at large. There he is. Found him. I game over to him. The ice robot pissed me the fuck off because what it does is if it so much as touches you with one of its attacks, it immediately freezes you. And then it does this little attack where it's invincible and tries to ground slam you. Now, you can dodge the ground slam part, but it's invincible, so it's a bunch of damage and time you're losing out on. Fuck you. It's super annoying.
I saw a video of the ice level, and it looked really bad.
Well, if we watch it on a console, because the frame rate's awful on consoles in that level.
I mean, just in general, it looked like an awful level.
People call it the worst level. Honestly, nothing in that level genuinely pissed me off. The levels that really pissed me off were, you know, 8 for if you die, it's an awful level. If you don't die, you won't notice the faults in it, because the level will just seem like a cool, interesting level to you if you never die. But if you die, that's when you'll actually be pissed off, you know?
Because you have to go all the way back.
Yeah. There's no checkpoint in it. The fucking Blade guy's level with the cars. That level didn't really do anything bad to piss me off, really. I mean, it was the car level, you know? And I know there's been a couple of Mega Man or just platform games in general, you know, where you're jumping across cars to a level with, like, auto scrollers. Like, it was just whatever. There was no, like, bullshit insta-kills. Like, if you fell, it was kind of your own fault, because, you know what cars are coming forward. Like, there's this part where, what was this guy's name? We'll just call him fucking Blade Guy. So Blade Guy comes by to, like, slash some cars, like, slash your platforms away. But you can tell which ones he's going to slash, because it's the ones, like, there's 3 cars. It's obviously going to be the one in the fucking middle. So, like, you just don't jump on that car. Like, there's nothing really, like, bullshit in that level. At least I feel. I don't remember anything specifically pissing me off in that. I do remember dying to him when I got him to, like, 1 health and was going to forward dash into him, but he ran into me, so I died. I didn't get the achievement to die to a boss when they had below 10% health, which kind of pissed me off, because there's an achievement for that. Oh yeah, by the way, to damage bosses, what you do is you damage them and lower their health, like, say, like purple health, like gray health in, like, Street Fighter or something. Yeah. Then you have to dash into them to absorb their cells and actually do that chunk of damage. And if you don't dash into them, they'll slowly recover that health, like gray health in Street Fighter, which is kind of annoying. And now, I never had a boss heal on me. Surprisingly, I never actually had a boss heal on me. But I've seen that happen to people on streams, and they were never liked it either anyway. And yeah, anytime it happened.
Yeah.
Like... But, like, it can happen easily to bosses like, say, the ice one that flies above you, or Avi who flies off screen, because you'll damage them, but then they'll fly away, and by the time they come back, the healing will already start. It's kind of horseshit in a situation like that. With someone like Pyro, he'll never heal, because you fight in a really tight little, like, boss room. What are the stages with it? The mine pissed me off. Battalion stage, which was... I'm almost done with the stages, because there's only 11 stages. Battalion stage, which was the army base, nothing really pissed me off in that stage at all. It was whatever, had little mini bosses in it, whatever. Battalion was a pretty easy boss.
It was a very Mega Man style boss area.
Fucking, it was just whatever, like, nothing really stood out in that area. Then there was, that all 8 Robot Masters? Did I get everybody?
I think so. You would know more than me, but it sounded like you got everyone.
If I did, then...
You got the fire, the ice, the sniper, the electricity, the blade...
Then seismic...
The seismic...
Seismic was the mine. He's the truck guy. Then there is the gun. That's 7. Who's the 8th?
The sword?
Sword guy was... Yeah, he was the car level. So then, all right, we got everybody. So then, after you do the 8 stages, you get 2 levels, which is the call level, which I already covered. You get to pick. Or you do the factory. You have to do both, but you can pick whatever one you want to do first. You do the factory, which is actually a pretty cool level, because what it is it's a gigantic clusterfuck of all the Mighty Mighties teaming up together to take down the big robot factory because it's going haywire. So you go through the level and all the other Mighties are like fighting in the background and shit. And you have to use your powers to solve puzzles through the level. And this is kind of a flaw, while a plus side. It's a cool idea to use your powers to solve puzzles, right?
Yeah.
Problem. You never had to use these powers to solve puzzles before, so you have no idea which one to use.
So you just try every one of your powers?
Kind of. So let me get to the exact puzzles. I can't remember most of them. And it's actually not that level. There's an achievement to beat that level in, like, under a few minutes. So, like, there's also an achievement to use every single power in that level, which is kind of a neat one. So here's how it kind of works. Every level you can hail fire truck. Every level you can beat without a power, because you know you can pick whatever level you want first. You have to be able to beat it without any power. And there are some hidden power ups that you can only get with powers. That's traditional Mega Man fashion. That's okay.
Yeah.
But you're never really going to be tempted to go back into a level because just like, hey, I can go get a 1-up. For that level, like, who gives a shit? Like, who gives? Like, there's not like the upgrade screws or whatever from the other Mega Man games that you can bring into a shop. You don't have a reason to actually go back to these levels unless you want like a higher score, you know, like if you're a score junkie. Some people are. I do it sometimes. Like, I did it for Nights.
I do it for Audio Surf too.
Yeah, I do
because they send me emails, and that like, hey, this dude has dethroned you. Come on, step it up.
Step it up, Buttercup. So, like, in the level, you go there, you have to, like, open up this, like, delayed switch, like, Kirby style, and, like, because it closes immediately, use Battalion's thing for that, because it's a delayed explosion, simple. Now, the second part puzzle stumped me the first time, and it's not going to sound hard, because it isn't. But it stumped me, and it stumped Dax, and it stumped the people that were also watching Dax's stream when he streamed it the first time. So it's a collective group of people were stumped on this, and here's what it is. It's this conveyor belt that has an insta-kill spike at the end of it, and a ledge that's too high up to jump to. How do you get up to it, Tad?
Is it the conveyor belt, then the spike, and then the door? Like, the door is the spikes?
The conveyor belt has these, like crates that you jump on, but the crates just go into this big spike thing. It's like it's a wall, and on top of that wall is a ledge you have to jump up on. So it's a jump hot, but it's too high to jump up on.
Is there a Gutsman power?
Nope.
What's the ice dude do?
Just shoot a little ice beam that can freeze enemies.
Can it freeze the boxes?
No, it wouldn't matter, because the boxes are still a box.
Well, I mean, it might be frozen and stick on the wall, and you can jump on it.
No. You want to know what you do? That's really obvious.
You jump. You just jump.
You activate Avi's power, hold the button down to charge the attack, which puts the propeller above you, and then jump because it gives you a slightly extra jump height. It doesn't tell you it does that. because you never need to use it. And his power is kind of fucking ass. Because what it does is, like, it's a little boomerang blade, but it goes nowhere. To charge it to throw it farther and actually be kind of useful. And while you're charging it and slowly draining the meter, it actually works like a helicopter. You glide and you can fly, and you can, like, jump higher and glide.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, but you don't really, like, ever have to use it. But you
there's
use
a
it
reason. There's a reason why in Shovel Knight, like, oh, you got the dash dagger. Here, go through the rest of this area with the dash dagger. Well, all right, you got it.
That's a little challenge area afterwards.
Yeah, like, you get the power, and then you can go and use it against the boss. And it's usually a little more effective against him.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, right after that, and, like, this is a cool part, because, like, right after you make that jump, like, you'll see Battalion and fucking Dinah in the background shooting up robots and stuff, and they do a little banter. Abby comes by, calls you Beckosaurus Rex. He calls you a different Beck nickname every time he's on screen, by the way. And you have to do this next part, which game overed me. It's also super easy, but I didn't know you could do this. So you have to use, because this again uses Avi's power, which no one knew you could really use for anything. So you have to use Avi's power to glide through an entire clusterfuck little maze of spikes. But you have to dash through this one area really fast, and you can't get through it. Here's the thing. I didn't know you could actually dash while still holding the charge button on Avi's power. Because who the fuck knew you could do that?
Yeah, it feels like if you did that, yeah, you would drop the thing or whatever, and then you
yeah,
just
fall
and die.
I thought so, but no. So I died twice there in Game Over on a part that I shouldn't die to. I mean, it's not like it was a far walk back, because that's like the fucking third screen in the level. So whatever. So I walk, I do it, I go through. Then there's this really cool part where it's like there's like you have Seismic in the back punching the computer, the blade guy's fucking slicing shit up, and the fucking sniper and the ice chick come by and they actually help you fight through this big gauntlet of fucking spider robots. So they're actually there in like the fucking ground helping you shoot at shit, and it was super cool. Like this level was actually pretty cool because it was like I died there, but like there wasn't really it wasn't really the game's fault. I'd say the first one, but like it was just shit. Like it was kind of on my own, but they also could have explained it. I'm not entirely sure. Like here's the thing: when you get a power, they explain it, but you have to manually look for the explanation. You have to go out of the level select screen, go into options, go into game options, look into tips, scroll down and type in, and look for the certain power.
And a lot. Okay, yeah.
So like, it's kind of like. Like, what it should do is it should, like, because I know in Mega Man, when you got a power, do, like, a little, like, animation, say, like, you got Gutsman's fucking arm, you can throw rocks and shit, and you can, or, like, Gutsman, you can throw a boomerang blade, you know, and it would say if it could solve a puzzle or something, you know, it could say it's, you know, extra effect in, like, parentheses or something, it would do something like that, or it would just be obvious, like, when you got Gutsman's power to throw rocks, you could only throw certain Gutsman, like, shaped blocks.
Yeah.
So, like, you figure the puzzle right there. Like, you saw in Cutman's boss fight, there are two Gutsman's blocks in his boss fight. Wonder what those are for.
Exactly.
You know, or it's like, you see a screw hidden behind a Gutsman block. Wonder what that's for. You know, it says it right there. The puzzle solves itself. With, like, the Avi puzzle, where you have to make that bigger jump. There's nothing there telling you gotta use Avi's power, and nothing told you Avi's power even comes with the extra effect of air maneuverability.
Yeah, it's something that you would maybe think of.
Yeah.
But none of the other powers have, like, a secondary effect like that.
Nothing really does. Like, the only thing that has a secondary effect is, if you can even call it a secondary effect, is the ice things can freeze, but, like, that kind of is what it should do. Like, whatever. Yeah. There's a secondary effect. The Blade Man's sword slash makes you invincible from the front. I'm really certain that's a bug.
I couldn't imagine this game having some kind of big bug.
I know, right?
Like something like when you save your game or close it or anything like that.
And by the way, don't worry, it does not actually brick Wii U's. It apparently just crashes a lot on the Wii U.
Jesus.
But the Wii U itself is okay. People were just overreacting.
How could Nintendo even allow a game that fucking crashes on their system? Actually, okay, I've had The Witcher 3 crash about 4 times on PS4. So.
Yeah, I've had a PS4 game crash. I've never had a console game crash in my life, dude. I thought that was a PC thing.
I know, right? This is the future of gaming.
This is what gaming's become. I'm an entitled man-child for wanting a game that works.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad!
This is why I only buy games made by Todd Howard. It just works. Skyrim HD, pick it up.
You pre-ordered his new special edition of fucking Skyrim, right?
Well, of course. I'm a good guy. I'm gonna buy the PC version for console because I'm a fucking idiot.
Okay, so fucking back to my memory. So like I that level could have been. It was not even a bad level, but like it could have been better if they just kind of like. If they explained each power better to you, rather than having you manually look it up, if they just did like what Mega Man did and just have a little like text, like a little sentence that says, you know, here's what the power does. You know, you need one sentence, like, Avi's fucking hoverblade. You do the little animation, like, because Mega Man always did like a little animation that fired it, and then the little text underneath saying what it did. All you need to do was, like, have him, like, fire the weapon, like, say, Avi throws the blade, and then it would say, like, underneath him, like, charge the blade to cross, hold the blade above your head with a charge to cross gaps, and also increase the throw range, and then, like, show fucking Beck just throw the fucking boomerang fucking sword. You know, boom! You just fixed the entire thing. You just fixed every power in the game. If they did that, that stage would have been perfect, and the game would have been, well, I wouldn't say the game would have been better as a whole, but, like, it would have helped, you know, because everyone would have known shit.
It would have helped a lot. Put it that way.
Okay, so after you do the factory, both of those levels, you unlock the last level, which is, shit gets real. So, you hear that this thing called Trinity was a program that could absorb other cells, but it was kind of nuts and kept trying to absorb cells as, like, XEL, which are the little data bytes that robots are made out of, right?
Yeah.
So it's trying to eat...
Just like in real life.
Yeah, it's trying to eat basically everything, so he shut it down. But Graham brought it back up, because he said, well, I didn't know it was going to do this. It didn't say this on the Rony label, at least not specifically. And he's basically, yeah, that was kind of funny. And then basically he fucked over the whole world. And it's revealed that Dr. White is actually Blackwell's son, but he doesn't go underneath that name anymore. He's not Bill Blackwell, he's William White. Fucker. And because I guess that was like a twist, so because I cared, so like
a little part of that, the deepest lore
dude, spoilers. So after that you go to this level, everything's getting fucked and Trinity is absorbing everything again. Fucking White left the Cherry Corporation to go make Beck, who could also absorb cells but not do it in a crazy way like Trinity did. So now Beck has got to go beat the shit out of Trinity and try to fix her like he fixed the other Mighties. So you go through this whole level. Your Mighties can't help you because they'll be corrupted again. So because like Beck is immune to it because he was like shut off or something, but like all the other bugs could be like relapsed, so they got to stay away or whatever. Like Avi swings by to give you a quick like little hint, and then he flies away because he doesn't want to get too close. But you go through this whole gauntlet. It's okay. Like, you go through it. It's got a couple little puzzles with, like, these little, like, cell reforming, like, stage, like, enemies that turn into platforms. Mm-hmm. It's got this little, like, pit that you can, like, glide over. Like, okay, DSP's review, he thought you needed to use the hover power on the jet streams. You don't. You just need to dash. The dash will carry you upwards.
DSP did a review?
Yeah.
What did he give it?
He gave it a 7.5 because he felt like the game has its flaws, and could have been handled a little better, but he feels that, like I just said, and he actually is completely correct, that people are being a little too harsh on the game simply because of the budget and the development cycle of the game itself. But, like, the development behind the game doesn't really matter what the end product is in general. Like, if you actually look up some games go through some pretty crazy-ass fucking development cycles, or development hells before they come out.
Yeah,
and some of them are still good regardless.
Best example for how it could go wrong is Duke Nukem Forever.
Mm-hmm.
And, what was,
Okay, here's a good one where it went right. Fucking Shovel Knight ran out of money, and the music composer, I don't know if anyone else did, but the music composer had to go without pay for 6 months.
Really? I didn't know Jake Kaufman did that.
Yeah, but the game was actually under budget, and they kind of had to work really, really poorly for a while. But that game still came out and was still good. Regardless,
it is one of the best Kickstarter games.
Yeah, but like, you know, development hell happens. Fucking hell, did you know Mega Man 7 was made in 3 months?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, people call it one of the shittier Mega Man games
anyway.
Did
the studio burn to the ground? Burn to the ground.
No,
fire,
if I recall correctly, I think it was actually just Capcom was like, hey, we need a new Mega Man. Make one. And they're like, oh, shit. And they just made Mega Man 7. Apparently Mega Man 7 wasn't really all that good. I didn't hate it when I played it on the fucking collection. I don't know. Maybe I just had shit taste, but like, whatever.
Oh, you definitely have shit taste.
I mean, hey, dude. At the very least,
Mighty Number 9.
It's true, I did. And the Ray DLC. Fucking... So, hey, but think of it this way. That game came out in 3 months. That's not half bad for that little amount of fucking time.
Yeah, like, I've been dicking around with Game Maker for 3 months, and I only have more progress than Hiveswap.
So anyway, so you beat the boss. So the boss is this two-phase fight with... You have only one health bar for that two-phase thing to make it hard. So, you blow the first phase the fuck out by abusing the invincibility frames with the red sword power, because, you know to do that. And then the second phase is literally Soul of Sectonia, or like, it looks just like Sectonia does from Kirby Triple Deluxe, like a giant flower thing with like, the weird little bug head inside of it. Like, honestly, Con Man, fuck you. That is so clearly supposed to be that. And then I'm glad I put you Deluxe. The second phase is actually, I think, a lot easier because you could use the fucking battalion's grenade power to, like, because it's like you have like these four segments and then the head and to absorb them, but you can hit all of them at once and absorb them all in one, like this big combo with using battalion's power, and it's actually really fucking satisfying to do that. You beat Trinity, you fucking turn her into like this cute little robot girl thing, and then the game ends. You're like, well, everything's gonna blow up. Fucking Mighties, get in there and save him, because that Trinity's under control. He won't be absorbed. And they're like, you got it. And then like these four little cutscene slides play with like the stupid little credits thing that sucks ass. And then the game goes to a 4-hour-long credit sequence.
Four? That's longer
than the game itself.
I could watch Warcraft twice during that.
I played, Dad, it took me 5 hours to beat the game. That was almost the entire game. So the reason it's 5 hours is because of all the backer names. By the way, there were a lot of names that weren't there. They were just a generous backer because I didn't want to be named. My favorite name, by the way, is Cameo Was Right. That's in the credits. Someone took a screenshot of it. I saved it. I don't know which number it was. I'll go look at it later. Then, and I'm not done though, because after all that's over, you have the challenge modes and the cooperative modes that I didn't play because who the fuck cares? What I actually played was the Ray DLC. So, after I bought that for me and my friend, as he called it, Shadow from Kill the Kill DLC, you get a new level to play as his back, where now you get a weird transmission from some fucking...
Wait, this is day one DLC?
Well, the thing is, like, it comes with retail versions of the game, because retail versions are $25.
Oh, but if you bought it off Steam for $15, you had to buy this thing?
Yeah, well, it's a 20, so if you buy the extra 5, you're getting the full $25, like, retail price.
Okay.
And if you back the game, you obviously got a copy that came with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, yeah. So, yeah, it is day one DLC, but it was kind of like, you know, they announced it, you know, during development, so it's kind of like not really a surprise, you know?
Yeah.
So, it unlocks a new level to where you get a weird transmission from something that looks just like Zero and Bass's fucking autistic love child. And it's really
Zero and who?
Bass, the black one.
It's Bass.
It's Bass, Tad.
I'm pretty sure it's Bass, you fucking idiot. I'm not going to have this argument again.
In Mega Man 8, the bad dubbing called him Bass. Do you also want to know what else that bad dubbing did? It couldn't pronounce Dr. Wily right either. Dr. Wowie. You gotta stop him, Mega Man.
Dr. Wowie.
Reminder, he flubbed one of his lines and they kept it in the game. He said, we gotta stop these evil energy resources, Mega Man. It's in the game, they kept it in the game. The dubbing was really bad, so fuck you. It's bass, like a bass guitar, because remember, it's rock and roll, you fucking dumbass.
Okay, let me tell you where fucking vitamin C comes from. Not from the sun, Alex.
Vitamin D, jackass, get it right. Vitamin C comes from fruit.
Exactly. Like, you thought vitamin D comes from the sun like a fucking idiot.
By the way, it does.
Yeah, a fucking retarded mountain offspring fucking inbred idiot version of vitamin D.
Actually, the most important form of vitamin D comes from the sun. It's what gives you your skin complexion and health. That's why you're really pale, like me, if you don't go out in the sun, because you work a night shift like a fucking vampire. Okay, so the Ray DLC... So, you do the level, you get a transmission, you find a bunch of robot corpses, and you're like, whoa, dude, they're already dead, bro. You fucking go, and you find Ray. And Ray's like, I have the worst English voice acting ever, because I'm an angry, angsty, edgy, fucking 30-year-old lady. You fucking fight, and the fucking robot teleports away, and then you quit the level and switch it to French audio like I did, because you were just curious to see what that sounded like. Then you were still not satisfied, so you quit the level again, switch to Japanese, and we're like, fuck it, I'm not doing it again, and your game's been set to Japanese ever since. And then you do the level. So the level is, like, relatively, like, just really just kind of flat. Like, that's really all I have to say about it. It's pretty much just a straight line with nothing really going on in it.
Thank you, Con Man.
Thank you, Con Man. Hey, man, $5. So you go through, you fight Ray, like, twice, and then you fight Ray in the actual, like, boss fight. Because you go up in this flat level, which really blew my fucking mind. And then you go up and you fight her in this boss room. And she's relatively easy, honestly. I just died once because I had literally, like, one health when I ran in there. Because I hit a bunch of things by accident because I was dumb. So then I just beat her the second time. What she does is she runs around with this little slash attack. And then she does, like, a laser beam out of her mouth. And you beat her. Nothing really special happens. After you beat her, she runs away and does some edgy comment. And then you unlock the ability to play as her. And in her little story is she's kind of like dying. Her cells are deteriorating, which means her little digital things are, you know, vanishing. The way she works is now Beck has to absorb the extra power to kind of like just get extra shit. She needs to absorb it to live. She's like a fucking evil robot vampire. So when you play as she only has a melee attack. She doesn't get a buster unless she uses like the Gatling gun ability from the, because all the boss abilities that she gets are slightly different. Like, Battalion's grenade launcher turns into, like, a rapid-fire machine gun. Like, the lightning thing from Dynatron, instead of doing, like, the little lightning spark shocks that lock onto people, now it's like a lightning thing that spreads across the ground, kind of like what enemies use.
Yeah.
Like, they fight different ways. It's kind of cool, actually. But,
it's almost like a Shovel Knight versus Plague Knight situation.
Basically, yeah. So with Ray, you only have this little melee slash. Now, you absorb cells by just killing enemies, so you're always going to have 100% combo. At least, you're mostly going to have a 100% combo. If you kill an enemy who's out of your range, then you'll get like a 90%, but you get the idea. You're gonna keep a good combo consistently going. But the gimmick with Ray is because she's deteriorating, she's like a vampire and needs to feed to survive, as she calls it. Her name is Ray Chill, by the way. It is a chick, so I remember someone said, like,
please tell me it's C-H-I-L-L. Chill.
No, it's just R-A-Y, then C-H-E-L.
Okay.
Ray Chill.
Good.
So
it's better than Ray Chill.
Yeah. One guy said, like, there's no way that could be a chick. It's clearly, like, zero in base. And I'm like, no, it's a chick.
Her name is Ray Chill. I always thought zero was a woman.
Fucking because of his long-ass fucking hair.
And yeah, that's fucking part of it.
And his big glass titties.
You got
those
it.
That's what those were. Okay, so her thing is, because she needs to feed, her health bar is constantly draining, but it's with a red kind of health that you can refill by killing an enemy. However, when the health is draining, you take double damage. So basically, if you're hit like twice, you're dead. And you don't regenerate the health that you lost by getting hit. You only regenerate the health you lost by getting drained. Basically, it's legitimately the worst mechanic I've ever played in a fucking platformer. Because you still have that drain in a boss fight. And you can only regenerate it when you damage them by like a quarter further where you have to absorb them. But by the time you've done that, you're already going to be at one health anyway, usually. Yeah. Especially with the bosses that fly around, like Avi. Avi is literally a boss that will like fucking two-shot you. Like, he's horse shit as Ray. Like, I honestly don't understand, one, what they were thinking, two, why they were thinking it, and three, why they didn't disable it for a boss fight. Why she didn't have like some kind of like special like reserve or something that she would just pull out for like dire situations, aka a boss fight. You know? Boom. There's your fucking in-game explanation for you, asshole.
Well, Alex, it's better than nothing.
It's honestly worse than nothing. It is so bad to fight a boss as that fucking chick.
Anyway, this is about an hour, so let's start to wrap this up.
Okay, so she sucks, but fucking whatever. So at the end of the day, I think the game had a lot of shitty parts in it, but like, and every time I was about to enjoy myself, something would come up that would just piss me the fuck off. Like, I would get hit by an enemy and fall into that drill in stage 4, or I would die once on stage 8 and have to do the whole thing over again. Like, when I was just getting into the groove and enjoying the level, some bullshit would just kick me back down into con man status. Oh man, I'm having a fun time in stage 6, you know, despite that flaw with the wind mechanic. Uh-oh, Avi doesn't shut the fuck up during his boss fight. Well, kick back down to con man status. Like, every time I get into it, like, oh man, fucking, the fire stage was pretty shit, but the boss fight was also pretty shit. I don't really know where I was going with that one. I'm sorry, that level was awful. But anyway, the game was relatively mediocre. And despite, like, what I'm shitting on it for, that pissed me the fuck off, I honestly don't even think the game was really that fucking bad, despite it pissing me the fuck off sometimes. Because some of the times when I was getting mad, I was just dying, you know? Like, I see the like the one with the fucking factory stage. Like, that one, was just really a flaw with how they explained it. The puzzle setup itself wasn't actually bad. They just didn't really explain the solution, like, clearly to you, you know? Like, it wasn't really the level's fault. Like, I really don't want to harp on that level, because that was probably the best level in the game. Overall, I think the game was like a 6 out of 10. I think that's the fairest score it's going to get. And I'm going to agree with DSP, because he is kind of right, though I think he's a little up his own ass.
DSP is always right. Check out my Patreon, patreon.com/DSPGaming.
Check out my new channel, Dickside Gaming.
Oh, man, that's really funny. That's like a play on words or something, right?
Yeah, dude, I'm the best, dude. I'm getting tired, Tad. Fucking, okay, so, like, I think it's a 6 out of 10. I think it's a fair score. I think DSP is actually kind of right, if he's a little up his own ass about it, him trying to be right, because he's, like, objectively correct how he talks. But, everyone's a little too harped on the negativity of the development cycle and the con man meme and the pizza meme and it's better than nothing meme. Like, people are a little harped on the shitty memes than actually looking at the game itself for its flaws and upsides. Dashing mechanics, cool. The bosses are cool, you know, until they don't shut the fuck up, but they're cool on, you know, the base level. Like, Dinah has a good design. Seismic's actually pretty alright. Fucking Trinity looks really cool. The Rudd robot's kind of alright. I mean, Pyro and fucking Cryo look kind of shitty. And Battalions fucking kill me, dear. But, like, and 8's okay, I guess. But, like, you know, it's got good things in it. The flaws, it shows some of the flaws in your face. Like, the cutscenes are horrendous. There's no reason those cutscenes should be those shitty in-game model cutscenes, because they're not really real detailed, well textured, or well animated during the cutscenes. They just stand still and cycle and do, like, one animation. They have less animations than the fucking Senran Kagura cutscenes, with your characters just cycling through some animations and talking. They were better off with, like, a system like what Dynasty Warriors does, which is just kind of like art of the character, and there's like art of different poses for different emotions. And during the cutscenes, they would have been better off with something like that, besides using the in-game models. TVH.
Hopefully, I mean, this seems to be how a lot of Kickstarter games end up. They end up, if they even come out at all, a lot of them tend to end up like this, where shit goes wrong and the game ends up being incredibly mediocre if it ever comes out.
Because the thing that people don't understand when they're backing a Kickstarter game, and people who are also making Kickstarter games, is that making a video game costs a lot of money.
It takes a lot of people, takes a lot of time. Even if you're making a fucking RPG maker, a game maker game, it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time and a lot of cash money.
Every Kickstarter game goes over budget.
Yeah, every single one does.
Every single one does, because they don't actually understand the cost. Like, well, they don't understand the cost of how much voice acting is, how much porting games is, and how long it actually takes to model and code something. Because that's where all that money goes, real quick. And they always blow it on a celebration party, too, which is a funny little rumor, but I fucking believe it.
They went the Schaefer route. And just blew all $3.3 million on hookers and blow, and he refuses to tell anyone what happened to that money. Funny. Anyway, 6 out of 10, it's alright, IGN.
6 out of 10, it's better than nothing.